The advice I would give to anyone who is considering to represent the European YWCA within the European Women's Lobby, and certainly on any European-wide platform, I would definitely, yeah, to kind of trust yourself and that you can grow into a position. No one goes into anything knowing everything in the beginning, and everyone goes into something to learn. So, I feel like if you have the heart to further the rights and empower women, young women, and girls in Europe, then that's a very good starting point to why not? Why not go for this? And find your sisterhood circle who can support you in this. If there's anything practical, like completing your application to apply for the board or the executive, and also ask people who've done this before, like I've done, for example. That requires maybe being even vulnerable to but you grow in your role. So my words of encouragement and advice is definitely to listen to your gut, like maybe because that's what I did. I spent some time to just see how do I feel. Is this something I really want to go for? It's quite a responsibility. I have a lot of respect for women who take up board roles because it's unpaid and it takes up a lot of your time. So if you have a full-time job, if you have care responsibilities, if you're playing sports and hobbies, this will be maybe another part-time job that you will engage in, but certainly a very rewarding one because the payment is that you get to see young women's voices being heard across Europe, and you get to meet incredible women along the path. So, listen to your gut, your heart, take a moment, and don't be intimidated because you've got the European YWCA supporting you through your journey as well.